Hi guys, Amber here with Doodle Journey Life. So I wanted to hop on and just kind of give you an update. I'm a little delayed putting out this podcast because we had some major changes due to the coronavirus. So basically, we got Darcy, our F1B Labradoodle, on a Wednesday. And mind you, we were in Florida at this time. And we noticed that, you know, just the atmosphere of things with the pandemic was really changing. And we're actually originally from Indiana. That's technically where we would call home and where all of our family is. So we got Darcy on Wednesday. And by Sunday, due to the COVID-19 virus and just some things that were going on, with the pandemic in Florida, we decided to take a 15-hour vehicle car ride with our four children and our 8-week-old puppy. So I'm going to be talking a little bit about that and just some, I guess you could say, setbacks we've had because of that decision. So basically, Darcy was doing phenomenal at going potty. And she was doing great, just in general, just adapting really well. She did phenomenal on our car ride. She did not have one accident. Every time that we needed to stop and use the restroom, she was able to be put on her leash and her harness, and she went potty, she went poop. There was no problem. She slept a lot in the car. She enjoyed kind of, you know, walking and visiting every child in their seat, as well as coming up and, you know, saying hi to myself occasionally in the passenger seat. And overall, she just did phenomenal. So when we got back to Indiana, I noticed that, first of all, our home here is maybe 3 times the size of the tiny little apartment that we were in Florida. So there was a lot more space. So my strategies with Darcy really, really had to change. I could not give her free rein because before we were basically in one room where it was really easy for me to keep my eye on her. And now we live in a Victorian home, so it's not an open floor plan. And basically there's like 6 different rooms on the first floor, all divided by walls, as well as pocket doors. So thankfully I can close off the spaces. But there's just a lot more corners and places that a little puppy who's 8 weeks old can get into. So she was so excited when we got here. She was running all over the place and the accidents started happening like waterfalls. I mean, I was taking her out every 20 or 30 minutes and I just could not get in sync with her bladder. So today we are on our first full day here. And I have been setting my Apple Watch for every hour and taking her outside right away. While I've been doing that, I did have accidents first thing this morning, but ever since that, I haven't. So ever since about maybe 8 a.m., I haven't had any accidents with her in the house because I've been so aggressive taking her outside every chance I can get. And the nice thing is prior to this, I really wasn't able to take Darcy outside because she's so young. And I was very concerned about the puppy disease that she could get because she doesn't have all 3 of her vaccines yet. So here where we have a private yard, it's been great because I still take her out on leash. Now I've gotten some questions about taking your puppy out on leash versus just letting them out into the backyard. So let me just touch on that. I do take Darcy out on leash every single time. I carry her down our deck stairs because really they should be carried for quite some time while their bones are fusing together. That can really help prevent some of the hip problems in the doodles. So I carry her down the stairs. She has her harness on and I literally walk her around our yard and I wait for her to go potty. Why do I do this? Why don't I just let her out? We have a fenced in yard. The reason is because I want to be there every time she potties and want to praise her and tell her what a good job she's doing. and be giving her treats. So that is why I take her out every time. So we have put in a lot. It's been a long day. It's been a long day of taking her out every single hour, except when she's sleeping. I let her sleep. But if she's awake or she wakes up or she just finished eating or anything like that, I check my watch. And if it's time, I take her out. And so far, that's been working for us, though it is a big commitment, right? Puppies are a big commitment. They take a lot of time. But I know that working hard now is going to pay off for us in the long run. And she is really going to find her place in this family. We are also working on bell training at the same time. I'm just trying to get her familiar with the bells. You know, had I waited to maybe introduce this past her 12-week mark, there could be a potential that she was scared of the bells. So I really wanted her to be used to the noise and not be frightened by them when they opened and shut on the door, and just be really familiar with that sound being associated with going potty outside. She's already done a great job, you know, touching the bells with her paw or her nose, and I've only worked with her one day. I don't know that she's associating the action yet. It's been more of like, like she turns her head really fast and hits it. And I don't know that it's intentional. It seems to be more of just, you know, the bells were in her way when she was moving. But that's how you start the training process with them, is just helping them identify that. So that is also something we're working on. So it is just crazy. You know, life happens, things change. We had to really change Darcy's environment a lot faster than we're hoping to, just due to the pandemic that's going on right now. But it's going to be a little bit more challenging to train her in this house because it is so large. But, you know, we're working on a technique. She had the leash on a lot today and I had her right with me. I've got four kids. So, you know, it's just, I don't feel comfortable, like for her safety or my kids' safety, to let them roam unsupervised. So I basically have Darcy attached to me, or at least securely fastened in a room where she can reach her food and water, and I bring her bed out wherever I am, and I bring her toys so that, you know, she can still enjoy those things. And I will say, for the first little bit of the day, maybe like the first 3 hours, she was just fighting it. She was used to just running wherever she wanted to run. And then I've seen already in the last half of the day, she has really eased into it. And she wants to be by me. She, even if I'm not holding her leash, it's like she's so used to being by me because I've had her with me all day, that she's not fighting it anymore. And she actually feels comfortable with that. So, you know, it just takes some time. Trying to be really patient with her. We are dealing with biting. I noticed that about on day three, it was almost like her personality just opened up and she was happy and excited and wanted to socialize with us, wanted to, you know, play with us more than she did those first 2 days. And really on day three, my husband and I were both like, wow, she is ready to nip, nip, nip. And she has been nipping all the time. So I have been refreshing and reading up on really how to handle that well. So right now our approach is we have been yipping as well as saying no and kind of gauging her reaction. Now, some of the biting I have read is okay, because in a way, if it's not hard and they're able to just kind of mouth you, you know, that's part of them being a dog. So it's really this fine line of not totally removing that from her, but letting her realize the appropriate amount of pressure, and also when it's not appropriate. And that if she wants to bite something that hard, redirecting her and giving her appropriate things and praising her for chewing those things versus, you know, chewing my hand or my pants or my foot. So those are some of the things we have been working on in our Doodle Journey life. Now, I would love to hear from you guys. So please feel free to direct message me or Facebook me. How are you doing with your doodles? Please feel free to find me on Instagram or Facebook at Doodle Journey Life.